the NTSB recommendation is going to be to transfer it not only to federal oversight, but to the railroad oversight. That's a recognition, it seems to me, by NTSB that Metro, frankly, needs help on the operational side. And I think that's a very important message because the Metro Board, as you know, has essentially decided that the primary characteristic they're looking for in a new general manager is financial turnaround skills. And I think this report is saying, wait a minute, we need someone who knows how to run a railroad.
The Tri-State Oversight Committee obviously has jurisdiction now, and I believe part of this recommendation is almost to suggest that it hasn't done its job or hasn't been able to do its job, not with enough teeth. What do you make of that?
I think that's a true statement. I think that it's not empowered. The authority and responsibility of oversight for Metro is very diffuse. We have four different cultures, federal, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, with four different sets of representatives trying to govern this regional body. And obviously, when things were working fine, that seemed okay. But in recent years, that seems to have been significantly short of the mark in its ability to deal with alacrity with problems and to restore public confidence.
Almost on a daily basis, Metro riders report just one delay after another, offloading, problems with the tracks. To those everyday riders who are enduring a lot of growth pains, what would you tell them about this kind of recommendation? Or ultimately, if there is federal oversight, is this the kind of thing that's going to make a difference on the day-to-day rider?
I don't believe that any one recommendation is going to make some dramatic difference. But I do believe that this is a helpful recommendation in trying to put the oversight of Metro in a place where there is operational expertise.